This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. The Home Ministry today advised the people to be aware of the fraudsters posing as officials of police, Central Bureau of Investigation, Narcotics Department, Reserve Bank of India, Enforcement Directorate and other law enforcement agencies. According to the ministry, a large number of complaints are being reported on the National Cyber Crime Reporting Portal regarding intimation, blackmail, extortion and digital arrest by cyber criminals posing as government officials. The ministry further said that several victims have lost large amounts of money to such criminals. It said this is an organized online economic crime and is learned to be operated by cross-border crime syndicates. The ministry has advised that the citizens should immediately report the incident on cyber crime helpline number 1930 or www.cybercrime.gov.in for assistance. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, today conveyed greetings to the people of Sikkim on their 49th statehood day. He extended good wishes to the people of Sikkim residing in Arunachal Pradesh and expressed gratitude for their contributions in the peace and progress of the state. While extending greetings on behalf of the people and the government of Arunachal Pradesh, the governor lauded Sikkim for being one of the best examples for the rest of the country in terms of cleanliness, vibrant tourism and organic farming. Four Jila Parishad members, including a Jet PC from Lower Subansiri and Kai Panyon districts, were disqualified from their seats today at zero. The Jet PMs, including Jet PC, were disqualified under Section 3 of Arunachal Pradesh Local Authorities Prohibition of Defection Act 2003 and as per the provision Section 6.2 of Arunachal Pradesh Local Authorities Prohibition of Defection Amendment Act 2006. The decision was taken after a series of hearings conducted at the official chamber of Lower Subansiri and Kai Panyon Deputy Commissioner Vivek HP IAS on 16th, 26th and 29th April last, and disqualification order was passed yesterday evening. AIIMS New Delhi has signed a memorandum of understanding with University of Bolton Institute of Medicine to collaborate in the field of medical research, innovation and education. The medical institute in the release today said that the MOU was signed through a virtual event by executives from both institutions. It added that the partnership will encompass various initiatives such as staff and student exchange, educational conferences and collaborative degree programs. Hailing the deal as a milestone, Director of AIIMS, Professor M. Srinivas, said that this will help the institute to address global challenges and share expertise with the world. Indian Air Force yesterday tested BISM Q, a state-of-the-art indigenous mobile hospital, for airdrop in Agra. Union Health Minister Mansukh Mandavia today said this innovative technology is a great leap forward in providing rapid and comprehensive medical aid during emergencies anywhere. This cube is part of the broader initiative named the Project BISM, Bharat Health Initiative for Sahyog, Hita and Maitri, is tailored to treat up to 200 casualties. These cubes are robust, waterproof and light, designed for various configurations, making them ideal for diverse emergency scenarios. The Capital Police yesterday arrested six more accused persons, including three pimps and three sexual assailants, and has rescued one more minor victim girl from a lodge at Zoo Road, Chimpu. This brings the total victims rescued to 5 and total arrest to 21 in the sex trafficking case involving minor girls in the state capital. Amongst the arrested accused, two people are uniformed personnel, one a deputy superintendent of police and another a constable. In the wake of the recent case of interstate trafficking and prostitution racket involving minors in the state capital, various commissions have requested for stern action against those guilty and justice for the victims. The Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women yesterday expressed shock and anguish over the sex trafficking of minor girls from the neighboring state of Assam. While appreciating the Itanagar police for their commendable effort, the commission urged the concerned authorities to keep vigil on hotels, parlors or any suspicious areas in and around the twin capital city so that no minor or other victims have to face such incidents in the future. Meanwhile, the Apatani Women Association Zero has strongly condemned the recent case of human trafficking of minors and sexual racket busted in the state capital. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.